ですな。 Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. There was later a discussion about the Damodar Leela. Brinda once asked Krishna, Brinda Devi, "But Krishna, you freed Nala Kuvera and Managriva, who had been cursed to be locked up in the life of trees. You had liberated them. You had freed them. You had given them their forms back. Why didn't the two have enough sense and decency to then unbind you from the rope which your mother put around your belly? I mean, when someone does something good for us, shouldn't we also do something good for them?" Krishna said, "You don't understand. No one can untie the bonds of love. Not even myself. Nala Kuvera and Managriva would not have been able to free me from the loving bonds of Yashoda Ma. But my father, who is the husband of Yashoda, he could untie me. And I made sure he did." When Nanda Maharaj found Krishna, and next to him the two broken Arjuna trees, Krishna was still bound to the mortar. He picked him up on his lap and he asked, "Who did this to you? Who bound you?" And Krishna, like a very innocent little boy, took his arms around the neck of Nanda Maharaj and melted his heart and whispered in his ear, "Ma did it." "Really?" Maharaj, your own mother, bound you and exposed you to such a danger? Come, I free you. Your father frees you. So then Nanda Maharaj took Krishna and also Balaram with him. All the Brijbasis made a big tumult. Oh, Krishna was saved from the falling of the twin Arjuna trees. There was so much happy sound. Almost like what is going on before the door, but that sound we have to take care of. Nanda Maharaj just sat down with Krishna and Balaram and ate with them in the midst of the tumult, a meal. And then he rested for nearly an hour with the two brothers to just help them overcome the trauma. And soon the evening came and the cows returned from the fields. And Nanda said to Krishna, "Come, my dear boy, we will take a bath in the Jamuna and then go to the cows." So Nanda, in the parental love, took little Krishna, put him on his lap, and sat in the Yamuna with him, just to help him overcome the trauma. And Krishna was smiling all the while. Everything went according to plan. Then he came to the Goshala. Because Krishna and Balaram were quite young at that time, just a little, Krishna was a little older than 2 years. He needed milk, and it was sure he would not accept Yashoda for some time. So the next thing which comes close to breast milk is the milk of the cows. And Nanda Maharaj took his beloved boy to the Goshala. He took a fresh milk and he ordered his servants to bring some first class Rakshan candy to sweeten the milk. And then gave Krishna the milk, and Krishna's happiness knew no bounds. And then Nanda Maharaj played with Krishna. It was late in the evening, about this time. And at that time, one servant came with news and said, "O king, Krishna's mother has not eaten anything all day, nor has she spoken even a word with anyone. Seeing her condition, all the maids and other gopis have also been sitting silently, and they also have not eaten anything." So Krishnananda Maharaj looked at his son. What was Krishna doing? And Krishna heard this, that his beloved mother had not eaten anything, out of deep sorrow, but he turned stubbornly away. Then Nanda Maharaj smiled and said, "There is a result when one becomes angry. Yashoda became angry at her little boy, so now that's the reaction. No food." Then Brajaraj, Nanda Maharaj, asked Krishna, "Would you like to go to your mother and pacify her?" And Krishna said, No, I will stay with you only." Then all the ladies of Braj giggled means like hee hee hee, and said, "But how will your father give you milk? He is a man, your mother can only give milk." Krishna said, "I will drink warm cow milk directly from the udder of the cow with first class rock candy. I don't want my mother any longer." "But with whom will you play?" asked the elderly gopis. Krishna said, with Tata only. Then Brajaraj asked, then why don't you go? You need to go to some mother, go to an extra mother, the mother Rohini, and stay with her. Krishna said, I will also not go to Rohini, because when I needed her, when mother bound me with ropes, she was somewhere. Now I don't want to see her any longer. So Rohini thought, we have to break this mood of rejection in Krishna. So she sent forth Balaram, motioning, Balaram, you bring him somehow to good reason, you hug him. So Balaram came towards, running towards Krishna, but he was also not there. He had gone with Rohini to Upananda's house on a golden chariot. So when Krishna saw Balaram running with an affectionate gesture, he turned away from Balaram. So Nanda Maharaj, I wanted to say, really knew what was going on in the heart of Krishna. He was just churning the love. When Krishna turns away from a dear devotee, it is not that he rejects the devotee. His intention is to increase the loving feelings, the loving moods. My dear devotees, sometimes you may feel that Krishna turns away from you. Do not be disappointed. Don't say that now I will get another god. Know that the Lord just intensifies your feelings. This was what Krishna was intending. So Nanda Baba, of course, knew. So he said, Kanaya, what if I just beat your mother? Krishna said, oh no, 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 no. And Brajaraj pressed further and said, oh Kanaya, what, due to the sorrow of having brought you into danger, your mother suddenly, he didn't speak the end of the sentence. What he meant, what is if something happens opposite to life? Krishna immediately shouted, Ma! And he ran, stumbling towards Rohini. Rohini caught his hand and took him to Yashoda. Yashoda was in the house, in the dark room. She had not spoken all day to anyone. She had been stunned in sorrow and pain, thinking that what have I done? I bound Krishna to this mortar and then the two trees fell. They could have killed him. And she was just despite herself from pain. So then she's sitting there in the dark room, not able to think, crying, not able to eat. And all of a sudden the door flunks open and her little blue sapphire, her little blue darling lotus jumps at her, around her neck, and says, Ma, Ma, Ma. And she showed up, wakes up from death like a cow who has just found her lost calf. She hugs Krishna, and Yashoda and Krishna are united in parental love. They are sobbing and crying. The tears come from Krishna's eyes, washing his mascara, the black around his eyes away. Mother Yashoda cries, and her breasts become wet with milk, which starts pouring forth as an affection and a gesture. And in the, and outside, the Brijbasis laugh about Krishna being so attracted to his mother, and everything ends in bliss. But our katha is not finished here. There's one last thing which needs to be clarified. You are all great devotees. You are lovers of God. I will tell you in 1 minute something which you need to still know to move forward in your path of Krishna consciousness. One last secret from the Damodar Leela. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, one more time, please. Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear devotees, I think you remember that there were three audiences for this katha, at least three audiences. One is all of us here. The second audience is Parikshit Maharaj, who listens to this katha from Shukadev Goswami, as it is described in the 10th canto. And the third audience, who remembers where the third audience of the katha is? I think I hear you. Yes, it is in Goloka Vrindavan, in the hall of Nanda Baba himself, where every morning and every evening Snigdha Kanta, it means, Snigdha means, what does it, soft, Mr. Soft Throat, and Madhu Kanta, that means honey throat. These are two poems. Maybe we should give such a name, you know. Oh, my dear devotee, you are soft throat and you are honey throat. So these were the two bards, means singers, who would sing their poesy about Krishna's pastimes to the Brijbasis. And they would sing, and it is described, each morning they sing and each evening, and sometimes it becomes so blissful that the Brijbasis develop so much love for Krishna that they become a little rowdy and a little loud, and then Nanda Baba has to calm the concert down because it's very emotional. So this morning, Snigdha Kanta and Madhu Kanta were just finishing their song. They were just and Nanda Baba was asking, you know, these two trees were really like desire trees. They stood in the court of Nanda Baba. They were like devatas. Who were they in their previous life? And who were they in their next life? So Snigdha Kanta looked to his brother and said, "Oh, King of Braj, these two are now in the association of the best of Vaishnavas." It was an indirect answer, not a complete answer. And therefore, Nanda Maharaja's curiosity was awakened. And he said, but tell me exactly, where are they now, these two? In this moment, Snigdha Kanta started to look on the floor and became silent. Nanda Baba said, "Tell me, I'm very interested." Snigdha Kanta said, "O King of Braj, ask your intelligence. Your intelligence will tell you everything." But Nanda Baba started to smile. He had an idea and he said, "If it is what I think it is, then tell me in your own words, from your own mouth." And then Snigdha Kanta said, "The twin trees or the sons of Kuvera, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, received the supreme destination of residing in Braj in exchange for being offensive to the lotus feet of Sri Narada, which are a shower of all types of bliss. Those two are none other than we who are now standing present before you." When the Brijbasis heard this blissful news that these two fallen devatas had been delivered by their Krishna when he appeared on planet Earth, and that they had now come back home, back to Godhead, and were singing the songs of Krishna's deeds every morning and evening before them, they exploded in bliss and started to dance what their Krishna had done. Remember, when Krishna received the two fallen devatas who had just come out of the broken trees, the devatas had asked for a blessing. They had said, "My dear Lord, when we return to Braj, when we return home, please make that we don't fall down again. Please make that we always remember you and sing about your pastimes. Please make that remember you and sing about your pastimes. Yes, that our minds are always absorbed in you, and please
please make that we have association of Vaishnavas. And this is exactly what Krishna did to them. He released them from material existence. They came back home, back to Godhead. They became the singers who sang about the pastimes. Their minds were always absorbed in Krishna, and they stayed in the association of the Vrajavasis, the best of all devotees of Krishna. This is our Lord. He had delivered these fallen sons, these fallen sense gratifiers, and he had given them the supreme destination. I believe and I wish that all of you will also receive the supreme destination for having heard Krishna's wonderful pastimes today and the day before and the day before. May you be blessed. May the ropes which bind you to material existence be exchanged by such ropes, ropes of love, which bind you and your hearts forever to Krishna. A most wonderful Krishna, who showed in this divine pastime not only that he is bound by the love of Yashoda, he showed that he is bound by the love of Narada Muni, who gave such a blessing that these two could meet Krishna, and who made it clear for all times that he, the independent Lord of all that is bound by ropes of love which his devotees put around him and his belly, and in this way keep him in their hearts forever and ever. Shri Shri Radha Damodara ki Shri Yashoda Damodara ki Jai 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 Shri Radha Jai Jai Shri Radha Jai Jai Shri Radha Shyam. Hare Krishna. Finished! I'm personally very grateful for having been given the chance. This is the third time in a short 2 months where I'm telling it. At first I told it on the internet during the month of Kartik. Then at the hill of Giriraj Govardhan to our international retreat participants, and finally, and that was the sweetest, here in Goloka Dham, where there's such a good decoration that we cannot forget Krishna the moment we come into this temple. Thank you very much. Our program will now continue with, I heard, Ananta Shri Prabhu.
Ananta Shri Prabhu will lead Kirtan for around half an hour, and in around half an hour we will turn around to have the Leela drama.
Leela drama, okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Ah.
Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.